Yeah, Voice Coaches Radio. I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
Yeah. So this is a special episode, in my mind at least. Mm-hmm. This is an episode for our current clients coming through our voiceover program.
Yes.
Right? And we're going to call it Demo Prep.
Demo Prep.
In other words, how to get ready for your demo, what should you have, mm-hmm. The tools, all of those things, because I think it's important and we want to make sure that everyone is as ready as possible mm-hmm. To record their demo.
Yes, right? Yes, absolutely. So what we do is for if someone is not in the program just yet. So we have classes before, right? We have a couple classes. Then we will go ahead and sit with our students and pick out scripts for their demo.
Yes.
All right. So we prepare for all of this, and then our fourth class, our last class before the demo, we go ahead and we go over scripts. We go over what to bring to the demo with you. I even go over what to wear.
Oh.
Only because booths, you will find, get very warm very yeah. quickly. And I think that's the biggest thing, because people don't understand that there's no vents. Because yeah. like we were talking in one episode of traveling and just the noise, you yeah. know, so you can't have a vent because air turns on, we have to stop recording, blah, blah, blah. So what to wear, what to bring in regards to like water and apples and things like that. So we tell you exactly what you should be doing, what to expect at that demo.
So this will be just a companion to that then.
Yes.
A companion. So let's talk about that. So, mm-hmm. and I know you have much more experience. I mean, I used to do this, but mm-hmm. I don't work, I don't do the fourth class. I get more involved in the demos when mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
So, and I have had instances, I'll tell you, in fact, not that long ago, I had an instance where I worked with one of our clients, again, that had been mm-hmm. through our program, is at their demo, and they didn't bring water.
Oh,
they
yeah.
came to the session without water. And I was like a little shocked by it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, of all the things to forget, that's yeah. probably not the thing you forget. but so let's talk about the things you absolutely must have. And so I'm going to encourage something just from the stories I've heard. Mm-hmm. First of all, we love our clients.
Yes, absolutely.
We've had some really great yes. clients come through here, and we do now. Mm-hmm. But I would encourage you, just from my perspective, as a producer who is currently in the industry, and this will help you long term as well, but mm-hmm. make sure during your all your sessions, by yeah. the way, but pay close attention to whatever your coach is telling you, as far as, hey, here are the things you're going to need mm-hmm. for your demo, which is your next session.
Yes.
Pay close attention to that. I know we can all be distracted, but you want to make sure you show up with all the right tools, right?
Absolutely.
Including copy, right?
Yes, absolutely. So when you're in that third class, we go over scripts. We've decided we're making that decision of which direction we want to go in. Commercial demo, a narrative demo, maybe both.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe both. So in that we did pick out the scripts. Fourth class, we go over all that. We tell you, bring scripts. You have to bring the scripts with you. You're not coming here. If you're not coming here.
Right. If you're doing a remote. So we have yes. a lot of, we mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. We have affiliate studios all over the country. So if you're going to one of our affiliates, mm-hmm. That studio probably won't be able to, and there's exceptions. I've yeah. had them do this, but you have to assume that those studios may not be able to print out your scripts for you if
That's
you did
right.
not bring them.
Yes.
And I have had studios that can do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that takes time. Keep in mind, now you're extending, now you're eating up your time, right?
That's, yes. And I think going to that point, if you don't have your scripts with you and you're asking them to print it out, that engineer is probably looking at you like, huh, you're not prepared. Not prepared at all. And remember, you're, even though it's an affiliate of mm-hmm. ours or anything like that, you're still building a relationship
yes.
with that engineer.
And I have
He known, remembers that.
And I know many voice actors who have gotten voiceover jobs with our affiliate studios after.
Yes, yes.
But not if you're not prepared.
Not
probably,
if you're prepared.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. So we usually will say, bring two copies of the scripts with you. I can even tell you, I got this whole memorized. Tell you, bring two copies of the scripts with you. One for you, one for the engineer, because he needs to follow along as you're recording. If you have a stumble, he's able to mark that. He's able to mark the track. This is where it is. He can see it on the script when he's trying to find it and to edit it out. And I always say, put whatever notes you want on your scripts. Go ahead. Give him a clean copy. Yes. He doesn't need to see your notes, right? So that's the biggest thing. If after the fourth class and you're coming up on your demo and you're like, huh, wait a minute, are these the scripts? Call us. Call us and say, can you look to see if these are the scripts I'm supposed to bring? Right? That's the biggest. Or email us. Email us. You can email scheduling. She'll look, Brady or Laura will look for you. If they don't know, they'll find one of us and say, hey, can you tell me what scripts they need? So if you're not sure, do not show up at the demo without scripts.
Absolutely.
Because that engineer doesn't know what you're doing.
Yeah, right. They don't know, and they don't know the script.
No.
And by the way, it's also for you or I as the producer, whoever's producing your demo, right? We're doing it, we're through your headphones, right?
Yes.
So, and really it's going to be, I'm going to say to the engineer, hey, do me a favor, can we go back to when she said this? And if the engineer doesn't have that script, they're like, I don't know. I don't know where that is. And they have to go now. They have to listen to it. Again, all these little things can extend the time and make and give you less time to record your demo. Because if that studio has 2 hours blocked off for you, it's 2 hours.
It is two hours.
Most of the time they're going to have something back to back with what you're doing.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And even if they don't, they're booked for 2 hours.
Yes, that is it. That is definitely the time.
So you're going to find that there's one thing about our industry is typically, and I'm sure there's exceptions, typically studio time is very punctual.
Yes, they are. Yep.
So like there is a hard out usually.
Yep.
Okay. So cool. So have your copy, have all of it, have two copies of it. Love that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's something I wouldn't have thought to say, but I know that's accurate and I'm glad that you are kind of involved in that all the time. So two copies of every piece of copy.
Yes. Of every piece of copy that you have.
Water.
Yes, I tell them to bring room temperature water. That's the best for you. Yeah. And then also bring with you green apple slices or lemon water.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of people are like, well, why? I'm like, not for snack time. if we don't use them, then you can have snack time after. But the green apples and the lemon water, because I have students who do not like green apples.
So one or the other.
Yeah, one or the other. You do not need to bring both. It gets rid of that. If it's not saying it's going to happen, but sometimes you get mouth noises.
Like saliva clicking.
Yes. That's.
Yeah.
And the microphones are sensitive.
Yes.
Microphone picks up everything. Absolutely everything. I had a student, we were doing her demo. In between sentences, her stomach growled.
Yeah.
And so it's funny because she heard it, but did not think the microphone. When we played it back, you hear that in between the sentences. She's like, oh my goodness. I said, told you the microphone's sensitive. And that's the same with going with, the microphone. If you have jewelry, no jewelry. Mm-hmm. Microphone picks all that up. Definitely. But the green apple slices will get rid of that. Went off topic there. Green apple slices will get rid of if we have that saliva extra. Any mouth noises. Yeah. It happens. Yeah. It does
happen. Some people are naturally heavier saliva carriers than others, and that's fine.
Yeah.
It does not mean you can't be a voice actor. No, you just, again, I know the green apple works for about 10 minutes at a time, so that's important to know. Don't do this. I've had someone do this. I ate the green apple. I'm like, what? I ate it before I came in. I'm like, no. The green apple, the reason to slice it up, put it in a container is the green apple works for about 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
So you bring it with you. And then if we say, hey, I hear some clicking in your mouth, you just eat one slice and then it'll be gone for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so funny. I only had that apple once, but I had someone say, yeah, I ate the apple. I'm like, what? Yeah,
snack time. That's why they're like, no. Wait until we hear something. The other thing is, and then going to dress comfortably.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the biggest thing. And so, because again, going back to, there's no vents inside mm-hmm. that booth, you're shutting that booth. And after 30 minutes, you still felt the air conditioning, but then it starts to get warm. Yeah. So that's why I always say layers.
Layers.
Yes, layers.
Also move around. This is going to sound silly, but mm-hmm. this is what I tell people. There's my that's funny. On cue, by the way. Yeah. So I don't know. What I tell people is, if you have an outfit that you want to wear to the studio, mm-hmm. get in front of the mirror and start moving.
Yes.
If you can hear it, mm-hmm. the microphone hears it.
Absolutely.
So try to dress quietly. I know that sounds silly, mm-hmm. but you know the materials that are yes. louder than
yeah.
others,
yep.
right? So just dress quietly if you can. Because we do want you to move.
Yep.
Again, we don't want you to be stiff. I want you to move your arms. I want you to move your hands, move your arms. Mm-hmm. So just want to make sure that you're not making a ton of noise, you know?
Yeah, think of those nylon jumpsuits.
Yeah, windbreakers, yeah.
All of that. They make noise and the microphone will pick that up. Definitely pick that up.
Yeah.
The other thing that I tell them, besides like inside the booth and things like that, prepare. Read your scripts.
Not too much, though.
But not
There's
too much.
Fine
That's
line.
It. There is. Yeah. Because we don't want you to memorize them.
Correct. And Absolutely. We don't want you to get stuck in your head like you think it goes
yes.
either. Because you will get direction. And this is collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
We want you certainly to do what you think works.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
we don't. What I don't want is you to read it a certain way where I can't get you off it.
Yes.
Because it might not work. I might say, mm-hmm. ooh, that doesn't work. And you're not, believe me, sometimes you can't hear it.
No, yeah.
And I'm saying, I don't like it. Let's emphasize this word, but then you can't get off of it because you just memorized the way you do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had a student just doing a demo the other day. We were doing a commercial piece that was upscale and sophisticated. And I wanted, you could hear that this is perfect for her. For her voice, but I wanted her to go a little more deeper, a little more, you know, that upscale. And it was funny because the way she, because I didn't have her as a student, I had her just for the demo. And so I was like, I like how you did that. I said, but now I really want some sophistication. Bring that, think of high end and really bring your voice down a little bit. And it was funny, the second time she read it, didn't hit it because she's like, okay, she goes, yeah, in my mind is what I'm like, you know, hearing what we practiced. And I'm like, oh, yes, I know that. I get that completely. Let's try it, though. Let's give it one more try, because I wasn't going to beat her up over it either,
yeah,
you know. And it's just like, if she can't get it, then that's fine. It was a good read, but I was looking for something a little more sophisticated. It took us a little bit, but we got there.
But
that's the whole thing. You just never know. It could, in our minds and us reading it out loud, could sound great. But then when we go to listen back to it, we're like, no, that doesn't hit it. So we need to make some changes.
Yeah.
So don't memorize them, but feel comfortable
Absolutely.
With them.
Absolutely. That's a great. And also bring something we didn't mention. The copy most likely, and this is professional work mm-hmm. as well, but we're here for demo prep. Mm-hmm. Bring a pencil. With an eraser.
Yes.
We're going to give you some mm-hmm. direction. So you want to make notes. Also, we may even change the copy a bit.
Yes.
Hey, cross that out, write this. But then I might change my mind. Hey, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that. And if you only have a pen, now you've mm-hmm. marked up your copy. You can't erase anything.
Yes.
So bring a pencil with an eraser. And this goes for your professional work as well.
Because mm-hmm.
The copy will change. It changes
Absolutely.
So often.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't, so. It doesn't, you know, yes, you'll be going into a studio, but will they have a pencil on that music stand? You don't know.
Right.
Yeah. You don't
they
know
often
at all.
Do, but
yeah.
Bring it.
Most of them do.
Be a professional.
Yeah.
Isn't it part of being a professional, bringing the tools of the mm-hmm. trade, right?
And, yes.
And a pencil with an eraser is, again, a tool of the trade.
Yes.
So,
The biggest thing on, getting set for the demo as our student is ask those questions in that fourth class. That's what we have that before that. Go ahead. No question is a stupid question. They're all great. Just ask them. You just never know,
yes. You
know. And if you have in doubt before the demo, call us.
That
just
is
call
a great
us.
Point. I want to really drive that home. I think many people have all been kind of guilty of this. Mm. Many people feel awkward asking a question mm-hmm. they think they should know the answer to.
Yes.
Like they're like, I should know this.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask this question, they're going to think I'm not paying attention, which maybe you weren't. But,
yeah,
but
right.
even if you were or you weren't, I want you to ask. Mm-hmm. I would rather have you ask.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not sure about something, don't think that, oh, I should have known this, so I'm not going to.
Yeah.
No. Please ask.
Absolutely not.
Because you know what I'd rather have is you show up to the demo mm-hmm. and be ready.
Yes. Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Then going, oh, I was supposed to do that. Yeah. Okay. Yep. No, no. Yes, yeah. You were, but that's all right. You know, but in doubt, questions, just call us. Email. We will get back to you. Yes, absolutely.
Great. Yeah, that's great. So don't be shy and don't feel, you know, mm-hmm. you're the client here doing, learning how to be a voice actor. Ask as many questions as mm-hmm. you want.
Yes, absolutely. We want you to have a great experience doing your demo in that booth.
Absolutely. Yeah. We want you to have a great experience
all the way through. Oh, yes, absolutely.
We want you to leave here happy and get everything uh-huh. you want out of this. And mm-hmm. that's what I, you know, listen, there's only so much we can do. And that's something I try to get across to people mm-hmm. is there's only so much we can do. We want you to get what you want out of this. And that's, mm-hmm. and that's also on you, mm-hmm. right? It's on yes. you asking, hey, what about this? Hey, what about this? Hey, I wasn't sure. I know you mentioned this, but I'm not 100% sure what you mm-hmm. meant.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, there is no stupid question.
No, absolutely. We want you to succeed in this.
Yes,
we really, 100%, really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we enjoy it. We love this. Yes. We absolutely love it. It is so much fun. It really is. And so we know that you came into this program because this is an interest of yours. This is something that you want to do. So we want you to succeed in it.
Yeah. And if you become successful, mm-hmm. guess what? You'll be a guest on the podcast.
Yeah.
You can come on here and you can talk about how you did it.
I want you, when you get the awards, I want my name mentioned and how great I was.
There you go. I want to thank
Coach Tina. She was awesome.
Yes. There you go. Without her,
I'd be nowhere.
Never.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So awesome. Yeah, there you go. So that is demo prep. Is there anything we forgot? I want to make sure anything. I think, you know, bring your script, dress appropriately, bring room temperature water with a Granny Smith apple or a little lemon in your water, pencil with an eraser.
Yes. Yep. And I think be friendly to the engineer.
Yes.
That's the start talking. I always say have little conversations. One thing I also forgot, show up early. Show up early.
Do not be late.
Do not be late. It's 5 minutes is great. 10 minutes, that's good. 15, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. You can even show up 30 minutes. It does not matter. It does not matter. Show up early. Yeah. Do not show up late where they are waiting. We're waiting for you. And because again, go back to the hard out.
Yep.
They do have other things going on. They're not just sitting around. You know, they've got it. A lot of times I will, if I'm calling in or doing the Zoom, I'll talk to the engineer. Do we have a hard out? And he will say yes.
Yeah.
You know, he'll give me that time, mm-hmm. you know. So that's the biggest, it's professional. Yes, you can do this in your pajamas at home, but when you're showing up to a studio and doing your demo, professional.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Great. Awesome. Well, there you go. That is our demo prep episode specifically for our voiceover clients coming through our voiceover program, mm-hmm. Voice Coaches Premier program. I want to thank everybody again for listening and watching.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate it. And so again, John G at voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com.
Thank you so much, everybody. You guys are the best. We out.